for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, the show started.
Wow, new beginning.
Adam, that's Dr. Drew. I'm flustered. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, our guest is Kelly. There you go.
Anderson's quick, eh? No.
Oh, okay. Kelly, who is here tonight? Kelly is in the new X-Men sequel. Kelly's at the light, beautiful, smart, sexy, and left a good taste in our mouth, evidently, because we were both looking forward to Kelly coming in. Yes, Drew?
Yes.
We don't specifically remember guests. We just remember the ones we don't like.
Well, remember
the ones
our
we
feeling.
Like.
We remember, that was good. That was a smart person, good person.
Yeah, this show, it's like your childhood.
So I was naked for nothing?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Smart.
You were naked. It's all coming back to me. I just remember Kelly. It's like, she's real smart, attractive, something about Hawaii. I'm reading here, former Miss Teen USA, Miss Hawaii USA.
Uh-huh.
I'm reading on here. Got your big break in growing pains.
Yeah.
What was your part in growing pains? Did a guest starring role?
Yeah, I played a tour guide, Kirk Cameron's love interest. And it was one of these trips where they go to Hawaii, and these deceivers go to Hawaii on vacation. Yes. And, you know, I end up being this, like, 17-year-old tour guide with, like, a 3-year-old baby.
Oh, Kurt had a decision to make.
Yeah.
Very special growing pain.
Exactly.
Kelly is... black belt martial arts. We'll put that to the test later on, Drew. Block the door. A little
boxing versus martial art.
Well, it's a little cage match here.
I think I can take Drew on today. He's got that pain going
Drew's
on.
Drew's got the hernia going.
Poor thing.
Drew, what's going on with the hernia? Drew's in bad shape.
Operation Friday.
Friday's wearing a belt.
You pansy.
I'm not wearing the belt. That's why I'm effed up tonight.
But let me ask you this, Drew. I think I know what the answer is. Kelly's smart. She can weigh in here, too. When you got to go number two, when you have to go number two,
yes,
you know how far you are from your house when you're on the freeway. The wheels start turning. The gears start turning.
It's like with urinating, too. You kind of
Your body.
Right, okay.
If you're going along the freeway and your exit for your house is 20 more down the road, even if you have to go to the bathroom, you don't have to go to the bathroom like it's the next exit.
You know exactly
how far.
Things
start moving. Yeah, you know where you're at.
Let me just point out, Kelly, the bloom is off the rose. We were in our best behavior for you last time you were here. Now we're going to get it.
No,
Kelly. I know, you got right in with the bathroom thing.
This is turning her on.
Miss Hawaii and then bathroom stuff all of a sudden.
This is turning her on.
Yeah.
Don't kid yourself.
Yeah, poo-poo plate means something different in Hawaii.
I thought it was poo-poo platter.
Platter, whatever.
Okay, but listen, Drew.
Same smell.
It's absolutely true, though. It's horrible food, that Hawaiian food.
Hey, fruit.
It's like fruit.
It's fruit and Spam over there.
Yeah, Spam's
pig
good.
And poi, but everything starts with P. But here's the thing. You know, your body knows it's approaching the throne.
All right.
Okay. Your body knows it's going under the knife Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're moving that way because
I bet you, and
there's no doubt you need surgery. But if you scheduled it 3 weeks from now, do you think...
I would have paced myself differently. Yeah, yeah.
You're heading toward the knife.
Well, I'm like not wearing the belt and I like, well, who cares? Things going to get repaired in 2 days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Except having done that, now I'm like, oh, why'd I do that?
All right. Well, Drew, everybody.
See, I thought you were going to go in a whole different direction with that.
I didn't know where he was going.
You knew where I was going.
No.
Oh, yes. Anyway, Kelly plays Lady Deathstrike. Deathstrike?
Deathstrike, yes.
One word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone loves this new film.
And, movie made $155 million worldwide last weekend. And what? Now, normally they stagger it, right? They release it here in the United States, and then they release it internationally.
I think that's how it usually goes.
They just let it all go at once.
Yeah, you know, nowadays it seems as though they're opening worldwide more often simply because of, like, piracy and stuff.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because this...
Makes sense, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. This thing's not going to sit here for 3 weeks or a month without somebody getting a copy of it somewhere and rattling off a bunch of
them. Especially with the kind of rabid fans, you know, this X-Men comic book has. Mm. I mean, we had such a difficult time keeping the film a secret as we were shooting. I can't imagine that somebody wouldn't, you know, just take a video camera into a movie theater or something.
Oh, what colossal nerds. I can't believe these guys that are into comic books. They're crazy into comic books.
Adults.
Well, they're adults now. At one point, they were just broken, crying, sort of asexual children. Teen children.
You've never read comic books ever?
No, pussies read comic books.
Really? Have pussies. You ever read comics, Drew?
No. People shouldn't even read.
Ask him about his planes, though.
Yeah, I like model airplanes. That's a macho sport.
Oh, is it?
Sport of kings. Yeah. But not them comic books. Calling all nerds. Bunch of words. Wait. There's a picture. It's a drawing of a guy in his pajamas who's swinging from a web, and then you got to read the next caption.
Yeah, but nowadays they have like comics that are sexy. I mean, everyone's so endowed in these comics these days.
This is another. Don't get me started on the guys who then become sexually aroused to like the Japanese animation and that kind of. This is this whole new breed of nerd.
Oh yeah, I actually met a guy once who said that he was able to masturbate thinking of like a comic book character
or a cartoon character.
I'm sure.
Oh yes.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. No, it's not like when I was having myself to Josie and the Pussycats. That's all we had.
But they were good enough.
They were good enough. Yeah. They didn't have that Spectrovision and all that back then.
Which one?
I like whichever one Cheryl Ladd did the voice to. That was the one I focused on. Alex?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yeah, 24, yeah.
What's up?
I had a one-night stand about 4 or 5 months ago. Mm-hmm. And ever since, my erections haven't been as full. And even when my penis is erect, it's still not, like, the muscles aren't full. Wait, to relax.
A few nights ago, did he say?
5 months
ago? No, 4 or 5 months.
Four or five months ago.
Anything unusual about that experience?
No. Well, it was just a one-night stand. She was a stripper, but I mean...
Oh. Oh, well, that explains it. are you on any medication?
No, I'm a pretty healthy guy.
Hold on, Drew. Where's your coffee? Is this it?
No, it's your coffee.
But why is it about 400 degrees?
Oh, I don't know.
Staying from a kiln. I think it's yours, because you always insist they put yours in the microwave for 20 minutes. Yeah.
It's yours.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's yours?
Where's mine? It's
all right.
Gotten right now. As soon as
all
you
right.
mentioned it, Brian ran.
All right. Anyway,
by the way,
sorry there,
I'm okay
Alex.
With it not being here. I know it's disturbing to you, Adam.
No, there's something happened. They put mine in. I thought they swapped cups or something.
Yeah. Are we still on the radio?
Yeah. Okay. This is how we communicate.
Okay,
we
sorry.
We use these mics to talk back
just
and forth.
Wondering.
We're not worried about the people listening.
No, I guess not.
Drew, hand me that Mark's a lot pen over there, would you? What's going on this weekend?
How's the house going?
Looking good.
Is
looking
it?
Good.
Thank you. Yeah, the ceiling paint off ceiling?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alex?
Huh?
Oh. Yeah, I'm still here.
You had a coffee-related question?
No.
All right, so Drew, what happened to his
penis? I don't
penis?
Know what's going on here.
I went to a doctor, too, and he said he didn't know what was going on either.
Yeah, it's a very strange symptom. Were you disturbed by the experience? Is it an emotional thing?
I didn't think nothing of it, really.
Are you sure maybe you think that you're seeing a lack of tumescence? Is it maybe that it's actually okay, but you are concerned that it's not okay?
No, I didn't.
It's not okay.
That's what the doctor said. He put something up in my head. But.
I was just going to say, I think he got freaked out.
Really?
I think he got freaked out that he slept with a stripper and he thinks he got something, so now he's making it up in his head.
Well, maybe. Here's something that occurs to me, is that sometimes you can get a prostate infection or inflammation that can affect tumescence. You know, it's kind of an unusual thing, but it can happen. He probably, I guess he needs, you know, urinalysis, check for STD, and otherwise metabolic workup.
The doctor didn't do that stuff?
I know you're asking me, Adam.
Well, he said he went to the doctor.
What about herbs and stuff, like taking certain herbs and stuff? Because that
True
can
doesn't
that
like
it?
Herbs. It doesn't put money
it
in the
make it
pocket
worse,
of the
man. Yeah. Herbs can make it worse, yeah.
Hey, Alex?
I went to the doctor last week, and he's making an appointment next week, but he said not to even test for STD. He said to check for, like, testosterone levels and all that.
Yeah, that's good. That's all good. But he also checked the prostate, and you ought to see a urologist, because it's an unusual symptom.
All right, but let me say this about the penis.
Yeah, please.
75% of it is mechanical, and then that last 25% is emotional, meaning there are times when you're not feeling right emotionally. You're throwing off your game. It's not working quite as good.
5 months of lack of tumescence is a weird symptom.
It is a weird. It is a weird symptom. But as we know from the dumbass guys who call the show night after night, once they sort of cast the mold for that,
yeah, they can give you erectile failure.
Once they screw around with that, once they make the announcement that the pecker's not what it was,
it's not working.
It can be the pecker's not what it was for the next 5 months.
Yeah, that's something to what you're saying.
But so maybe there's an element of
if
that.
If you were saying I couldn't ejaculate or ejaculate too quickly or something like that, that would make sense. But a young man to have a tumescence problem is weird. It's diabetic.
I got one last quick question for him. In the morning.
Yeah.
In the morning. Alex, what about
the
morning?
Is an important
question. When you're on your belly.
Huh?
You sleep on your stomach?
I sleep back usually, wherever I wake up.
Okay, thank you. Paint such a vivid picture. Can't even tell you how he sleeps. Okay, so when you wake up, what about the erection in the morning, first thing?
Usually I'm fine this last 5 months.
No. Okay.
That was a non-answer.
No, he's saying...
Usually I'm fine, except last five.
Except for the last 5 months, which means the last 5 months hasn't been fine.
Alex, it's not been fine when you wake up in the morning for the last 5 months.
Yeah.
Do you wake up with an erection normally?
Normally. If I get a good amount of sleep, yeah.
And have you been doing that lately?
I try to. I'm pretty good about my sleep, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm asking about your erection. Have you been getting erections during the night and in the morning?
Yeah, but they're not as full.
They're not as full. Okay.
True.
Well, yeah,
Kelly figured that out 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, but yeah.
Please. She's a black belt. She's a doctor. She's Dr. Deathstrike.
Right. I played a doctor on TV.
A ballistics expert. Yes?
Yes. Yeah, what does your character do? Martial artist?
Well, not exactly. I mean, she's got the adamantium skeleton, like Wolverine. Sorry.
Oh.
Adamantium. Come on.
That's nerd talk. I don't know what that adamantium. They make up
did
words.
Did you not see the first
book.
X-Men?
I did see the first X-Men.
So then, you know, Wolverine's got these claws.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Okay, you got the claws too.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah. What broad doesn't? I'm asking you, Drew. What's adamantium?
Adamantium is a type of metal. It's like indestructible metal.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Of course.
Come on.
I dropped out of metallurgy in that junior high. So you can do that too. You got the claws.
Yeah, I got the claws. I got the whole skeleton thing going on.
They do some martial arts and stuff?
In this, I have a fight scene with Wolverine, but the choreographer didn't want it to look very martial artsy. He didn't want it to look like a Jackie Chan type film.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted it to look like two mutants battling it out. Like, it's vicious, but it's not martial arts per se.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. It's a lot of wire work and stuff like that, flying across the room. And
running up the sides of things.
Yeah, that type of stuff.
And
spinning and flying.
Yeah, fantasy fighting.
Yeah, well, good times.
They asked somebody put it on the screen here. Ask what Alex does, right? Is that what you asked? No.
Gets coffee, right?
We're done with Alex. Christina.
Yes.
She's bad as me, Drew. Gamble? Christina, you're 15. What's up?
Gamble?
No, we gotta get through some calls. Let's go. Christina.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm 15, and when I turn 18, I really want to get implants.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm a 34 to 36 C.
D?
Yeah.
But,
C.
My brother's ex-girlfriend had the same size boobs as I do, you know? And she got implants, and she's a full D now, and they're, like, really nice. Like, they feel natural and everything.
How do you know?
Oh, she let me touch it.
But have you compared with other women's breasts? Have you been following other women's breasts? I mean, how do you know what feels natural?
Well, she's got a set, baby, no?
Like, it feels, like, same as mine, but bigger.
Yeah, okay. But you're 15.
Why?
You're 15. You're 36C now. That's pretty well endowed.
Yeah, but I'm like not satisfied with it. I want them to be bigger.
Yeah,
they might continue.
You're probably gonna get a little more growth out of them.
Drink milk.
How high are the risks of getting cancer and stuff?
From an implant?
Yeah.
Oh, it's nothing. A bunch of kooky broads made that up and then shut down that Dow.
No, but isn't it harder to detect cancer when you have implants?
Sometimes.
Christina.
Yeah.
Relax. You're 15. You got a nice rack going for you. Relax.
No kidding. I'd be happy with that.
Me too. Focus on your studies.
Like, ever since I was 12, I've wanted them.
All right.
Yeah, good. I want to be the first pirate astronaut when I was 12. Who cares?
Move out of Florida, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your plan? Where's your dad? What happened to you? Who molested you?
Ooh.
Why do you hate your parents?
Well, actually, I don't really get along with my parents very well.
Yeah, shocking.
When did your dad rape you?
No.
No, never did that. You don't get along with your parents?
Well, I get along with my mother. I just can't live with her, you know? I can see her on visits and we get along fine. We
on visits?
Yeah.
Who do you live with?
I live with my father.
How's that going?
Well, it's pretty bad now. Back in August, I got in trouble because he found out that I had sex and all this stuff. So he really blew up and said that I hurt him by that.
All right.
He doesn't trust me anymore.
Well, all right. Christina, listen, screwball. I don't know what it is with every 15-year-old chick in the United States. They're all mad at their mom. They're giving their dad a hellish time. Relax. Just relax. Just focus on your studies a little bit. Get through high school. Would you go off to college somewhere? Don't focus on your rack. Leave.
Actually, I want to be a doctor, too.
No. No, you're not. No. That's way too lofty a goal for you. You work on being a nurse. Yeah. Don't set your goals too high.
She's
no doctor.
And maybe it's because I grew up liking Britney Spears and she had implants and everything. I think she's, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, but
I'm wrong. She is going to be a doctor. I take that back. Well, let's face it. Come on. I gotta talk realistically to the kids. Christina, what kind of grades do you have?
I have A's and B's.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
All right.
So focus on that.
Focus on your school.
Getting that up to A's, getting the best school you can.
That's right.
Then keep going. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You shouldn't have time even for the recovery from an implant.
What's that?
Her studies should keep her from having the time to even recover from the implant procedure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she can't lose her stride. She's got to work every day.
That's crazy.
High school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Were you a good student?
No, I was a horrible student.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I'm acting.
Yeah? Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
What'd your parents do?
My mom was a draftsperson, and my dad was a salesman. Hmm. Yeah.
And do you go to college?
Nope.
That's my girl.
No.
We could have a super breed of stupid kids, me and you.
Right on. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I think this world needs more stupid kids like us.
It does. It's great. What a beautifully medium-weak gene pool we would have mentally, physically. It'd be spectacular, those kids. Just don't let them talk. Stacy?
Yeah.
Yep, 17. What's up?
All right. So the situation is that a few months ago I met this guy, and he's almost 28. And I've wanted him for a while. And last weekend, he had, this big party, and we were all drinking and whatever. And we, got together, but not completely, just, a lot of making out, touching, feeling, and oral. And so I'm not really sure how I should handle this because I am so attracted to him, but I think the age difference is making us both a little uncomfortable. He knows it's wrong, and that's why... I don't know.
Okay, let's try to guess his age.
She said it.
Oh, did she say it and hear her say it?
I heard her say 28.
Yeah. Oh, 28.
Yeah, he's 28.
I'm all
She's
off
17,
my game
he's 28.
When did you sneak that in at the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's that is all wrong. And you said you've liked this guy for a while, right?
Yeah, and he told me he has too, but...
But he's waiting for you to grow up.
How long has he liked you for? Because this could get scary.
We've only known each other for a few months or so.
Okay, so he's liked you that whole time?
I guess so. He said he's always, felt a connection, and he's always, had this crush.
That is so creepy when the 28-year-old guy
say
says
that.
I felt a connection. Yeah, as long as he feels a connection to your hand on his door.
Right?
That's a connection he wants to feel. I love when guys, you know what I love? I love when guys, it's great because girls never know it, but other guys know. It's like, he wrote poetry. Oh. I like when the guy says what he likes.
Yeah.
He loves, first off, he doesn't like TiVo. He doesn't like sports. He says he likes to walk on the beach and think. You know, I love it when the guys, you just realize how thinly veiled this BS is that these guys lay down with their connections and all this. I mean, look, there's a handful of gay guys.
Any guy that is sincere, most males are completely suspicious of them.
Right.
How dare they? But 17 is the age of consent in Illinois.
All right.
That's where she's calling
from.
Good times.
Is that where she's calling from?
What does this guy do for a living?
He owns, like, his own little shop.
A shop? A head shop?
No, it's like...
Tattoo parlor?
No. It's kind of like a hobby shop, I guess.
Ooh,
kind of like a hippie store, almost.
Adam could go out with this guy.
Hippie hobby shop? That's a head shop.
I guess, I don't know.
Well, listen, hold on.
Hippie hobby shop.
A hippie hobby shop is just a bunch of bongs and roach clips. Come
right,
on.
And incense.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, he sells door...
Tie-dye.
Yeah,
incense.
No, here's what the guy sells. He sells bongs, sells roaches, and he sells doors posters.
Lighters.
And black lights.
Black lights.
Right.
What's this guy do? What's at his shop?
It's kind of like part of it's a thrift store. Like there's clothes, shoes, and then he's got video game systems, movies, video games, like
used.
Swords,
used.
And all this other stuff.
Interesting. All right. Is he an okay guy?
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
No.
You're asking the wrong person. She's 17 years old. Of course he's going to be okay.
Yes, right.
I don't know. What kind of car does this guy drive?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
Vega.
Republican or Democrat?
She's 17.
Does he love
communist?
Is he?
No, I really
does
don't.
He love his mom?
I don't know. Maybe.
Does he have any tattoos?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Sleeve?
What are the tattoos of?
He only has one, and it's like on the back of his neck. It's like a Chinese symbol.
No, one of those pussy posers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
White guy with the Chinese symbol.
So
Asian
nice.
Love.
Yeah, this is my spirituality.
Is he skinhead? Is he
retard?
Shaved head?
No. He's cool dude.
Yeah.
He's got that long hair, short hair. What's his hair?
Short.
Earrings.
And eyebrow piercing.
No.
Oh.
Poser.
Okay.
Sandals?
Sometimes.
Hirachis.
Oh, sweetie, no. You got your whole life ahead of you.
He's too old for you.
Yeah.
He's too old.
But, I mean, doesn't it mean anything?
No.
There's, like, such an attraction.
No.
No, my God. Listen, Stacy, because he's into you sexually means nothing but he's into you sexually.
I love these guys, too, when he's explaining the Chinese symbols on the back of his neck, and this is keeps him grounded and stuff. Meanwhile, he's trying to F a 17-year-old.
Yeah, right.
I hate these guys.
Yeah.
I hate all these pussies.
Why did they put it in the back of their neck where they can't see it then? I don't get that. How is that supposed to keep you grounded?
No, that's all deal. They reveal it. They reveal it to the underage
chicks. It's the guy who's looking at him from the back who's seeing it.
Oh, someone would just take an oar and go upside these guys' heads. Can't stand them. All right, let's take a little break. Kelly Hu is our guest tonight. She is from X-Men 2. What do we call it? Just X-2?
It's actually called X2, X-Men United or something. X-Men 2, X-Men United? No. It's X2, X-Men United. That's what they're officially calling it these days.
If it makes $4 this weekend, it's still doing great, right?
Well, this coming weekend. What? Yeah, it's all done. Yeah,
yeah, $155 million.
No, it's got to make a little bit more than that.
Why?
You're doing fine.
Because I get a bonus.
Oh.
Are you getting a bonus?
We'll it's got to do a little bit better.
It's got to be something ridiculous, like $300 million or something, right?
Yeah, it's up there.
What is it?
The back end kicks in for her.
I can't tell you exactly.
The back end kicks in for Kelly at $180 million.
How do you know that? How do you know?
How do you know?
Kick your back end.
Reading.
Better be right. Oh, you read that. Let me ask
you
this.
You read my contract?
Why can't you say? Do they tell you not to talk about it?
I just don't think it's, appropriate.
Hold on, let me talk to Drew.
Okay. Yeah. Is it?
Adam.
Yeah. 5 minutes ago, this chick's in here saying she's got to have people see the movie so she can get her money off the back end.
Right, got it.
When I ask her how much it is, she says that it's not appropriate to talk about
it's not
that.
Not professionally, I'll say. Mixed message. That. Yeah.
All right, she can go to college. We can fool her.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go back. Hmm? Huh? Okay. $180 million is what we got to make.
Okay.
And how long a period of time is that in?
I don't think there is a period of time.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Let's make one.
Yeah.
And then we get... All right, we're going to talk and figure out how much that is.
Okay.
All right, after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kelly, who is here tonight. Kelly is from X-Men 2. Did number one movie by quite a wide margin, I'm guessing, this last weekend. Sure, it'll be number one this weekend, too, and it's getting good reviews, too. Actually, people saying it's better than the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very excited. People are very excited about it.
They seem to have worked out the sequels a little bit these days. Mm. Used to be the sequel, like, Jaws would come out, then Jaws 2 would come out.
Right, and the first was always better than the second.
It was always
disappointing. Not only was it better, but, like, the second one didn't look like it was made by the same... Oftentimes didn't have any of the same people. It's like Grease would come out, and then Grease 2 would come out, and you had Adrian Smed in there instead of John Travolta, and it was like... And they'd later on go, oh, yeah, had none of the stars, none of the people that were involved, cast or crew, none of the writing or producing. It's like, what someone do? Just buy... You know, it's like, I buy the name Mustang, and I just build my next Mustang. You know what I mean? It's like...
Well, I think studios are getting a lot smarter these days, and they see that movies like X-Men are have these sort of franchise features, and they make people sign on for more than one. So everyone who did the first X-Men had to sign on or had to agree to do the second one.
Right, and furthermore... As you were saying, I think they realize, hey, there's going to be a third and a fourth if the number two is a good one. Whereas before, I think it was like, we'll do the first one, then we'll do a really crappy subpar second one, but we'll fool everyone through the name just to go watch it.
Right.
We'll make our money.
Right.
Now they're real. I think they're looking down the road a little bit further.
And I think that sequels are making more money these days, too, more money than the first. I mean, because a lot of people will see it because they saw the first.
The groundwork is laid. Yeah, all the advertising is out there. You have that whole group that saw the first one. And, man, let me tell you, when it comes to nerds, they are super
dedicated.
They're loyal. Dedicated. They're dedicated.
Yeah. Well,
they're not loyal. They're dedicated.
They're dedicated. Let me explain how you get so dedicated. First, you live at home well into your 30s. Secondly, you never get laid. Third... You have no money and no hobbies. You just have a little movie money, and the rest just goes into lubrication for being off and crying on your mom's basement sofa.
And comic books with and big tits.
Yeah. So that's why they can say. Plus, these guys, the super nerds, they don't have families. They don't have regular jobs.
No.
They can go out and check out a movie on a Wednesday at noon. I don't know what that is.
They own comic strip stores.
Yeah, they work at video stores and stuff, and they work night shifts and stuff. These are the guys who These guys camp out at the movie 3 weeks before the thing starts, you know? Those are Star Wars guys. Mm. You can't have kids in a job if you're... Drew, you couldn't take one... You couldn't go out of town for 1 weekend.
I don't have time to go see the movie.
Right. You could not camp out for 1 month in front of Grom and Shady.
Okay, wait. How come there are no like nerdy girls who do this kind of stuff? Everybody talks about the nerdy boys. Where are the nerdy girls?
They're lesbians, and they don't like these kinds of movies.
Mm-hmm.
They only like Westerns. Thank you. Adam?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, my penis is lopsided.
Mm-hmm.
On the left side.
Uh-huh.
So that mean it curves to the right?
Well, it don't really curve. The right side's, like, perfectly straight. But the left side's got, like, a bulge in it.
Mm-hmm. Has it always been there?
No, it started about 13 and 14 years old.
Huh.
Could be a vein, right?
Do what?
Could be a vein. Also, there can be tears in the sheath that can kind of, like, a bleb out a little bit.
I mean, like when the inner tube pushes through the side of a tire?
Yeah, exactly. And that,
Well, my dad used to always kid around and say, if you jerk it too much... It'll grow crooked.
No, thanks, Dad.
Oh,
everyone's
right.
Dad. Well, everyone's dad said that, of course.
Well, I mean,
your dad's a urologist, Chris?
No.
Oh,
Sling Blade?
Who is your dad? Yeah, he goes to work on a riding mower, right?
No, he's actually a drywall taper.
Oh,
that's a profession.
He slings mud. This guy, yeah, it's
drywall.
About
$40
job.
Bucks an hour.
Drywall.
Wow,
button.
Who knew?
He does $40 an hour.
Yeah.
He does commercial work?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a bazooka?
Well, actually, he used to until he broke his collarbone.
He's used bazooka?
He's on Vicodin.
Do you use stilts, too?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You know the difference between joint compound and topping?
Yeah.
You do?
Why do you know this?
You're smart.
He was a contractor.
I'm a brainiac. All right, Adam. go see the urologist. What do you say? That's the PP doctor?
Yeah, you should, Adam. Are you having trouble getting an erection or sustaining an erection?
Oh, no. I mean, that's the only time you can see it, too, is when I got an erection.
But it works okay? Everything works fine?
Oh, yeah.
No painful erections?
No.
All right. I'd still have a check just to be sure it's not something evolving, but it's probably no big deal.
It's dangerous to tell your kids what you make an hour, because you tell a kid you make 30, 40 bucks an hour.
They're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh, let's see. Let's do the math. What's my overhead? A couple of TV dinners and make a payment on a big wheel? That's nothing. I'm rich. I used to do that with 10 bucks an hour all the time. Yeah, it's not bad money, 40 bucks an hour, but you're not going to get rich. Anytime that an hour thing falls, whatever you're getting, it's going to be tough. You know what I'm saying?
And right now.
Yeah, well, that's preceding the right now I'm getting 40 an hour. Yeah. The guy tapes drywall, but he can't do it because he hurt himself. So what's he doing, just sitting home getting disability?
Want to ask him?
Drew, you may have been right with that pain medication.
Oh, sure, but...
Adam?
Yeah?
What's your dad doing now?
Well, actually, he does still tape in and day out, 40 hours a week.
Oh, he does? Okay.
Yeah, he just uses the regular...
he doesn't use the bazooka.
No. Every once in a while, he uses the banjo, though.
I see.
Banjo?
Yeah. You didn't see Deliverance?
Yeah.
It's a it's a tool. They put the tape and the mud all in one spot, and then it comes out a little slot.
Does he use that fiberglass mesh tape, or use the old-fashioned paper kind?
Well, they use the old-fashioned paper, except for on, like, 45 and 35-degree angles.
Keeping it real.
High-class stuff.
Mm-hmm. You getting into drywalling yourself?
Whatever.
Clearly.
You'd be doing, yeah?
Well, I've thought about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean...
Family trade, Adam. Come on.
Do what?
Yeah.
I mean, it just watching him come home, he hardly ever does anything. He's always working.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel so bad about it.
Yeah, it's horrible. You go off to college, all right?
Well, I actually just dropped out of high school.
Ooh. Oh. Well, he doesn't like, your dad won't like that, will he?
Well, he dropped out too.
Yeah, but I'm sure he doesn't want you feeling bad for him, and he'd rather you stay in school than just about anything else, I'm sure.
Well, I am getting my GED.
All right.
I just took like one of them pretests and got like a 97 on it.
That's great.
All right,
then what are you going to do after that?
Drywall.
Probably.
Yeah, All right. Good time.
Adam, you know, have you noticed, it seems to me, I may be wrong on this, but this whole thing of kids feeling bad for their parents working hard, I never used to hear that, certainly not when we were growing up.
I don't hear too much of it today.
But I hear it once in a while. Each time it kind of strikes my ear, it's like, wow, that's sort of an unusual, it's a new thing.
It was almost as though his father was sitting right next to him, though.
No, I hear him say that. They go, oh, my parents, they work so hard. I feel like I have to hold up my end of the bar, and I feel bad they work so hard.
Well, do you think it's true? Do you think they really feel that way?
No, I do. I think it's. I know it's hard, shocking, Kelly, to imagine a child feeling that way, but yeah, I think they do.
Well, plus, blue-collar guys come home, their back's sore, they're covered with crap, you know. Mm. Mudding, drywall mudding sucks. You get stuff all over you.
Wow.
Ryan?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
I have a question for Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm really serious about acting.
Uh-huh.
But I have a really big handicap. I'm Japanese-American, and...
Why is that a handicap?
Well, I know it's really hard to get jobs when you're Asian.
It's hard to get jobs as an actor, period. But if you're going to think that you have a handicap because you're Asian, then it's... Yeah, then you might as well not do it.
Well, I'm not really saying it's a handicap, but it's... that much harder.
You know, I mean, I didn't even think about, you know, the fact that I was Asian coming into Hollywood. I just figured that there were that many less people to have to compete against. And in a way, it was true. You know, there were not as many jobs, but there were not as many girls to have to compete against for these roles. Plus, you know, you sound like you are born and raised here. You don't have an accent or anything. You can also go up for all the American roles as well. I think, if anything, you'll be able to sort of stand out more. And nowadays, there's so many
television shows. The white guy's at the disadvantage. He can't go for the Asian roles.
Right? I agree. Yeah. I agree. People are so much more willing nowadays to open it up to other ethnicities. I think it's even a plus to be of mixed race these days.
I'm really serious about acting. Do you recommend any workshops that that are very useful, or do you know?
Can I plug a few on the air here?
Sure. Yeah.
Larry Moss Studio. The guy is a god. He's amazing out here in Los Angeles. You can do an 8-week course with him. There's also a guy named Howard Fine. You can do his beginning technique course. These guys are awesome in the industry. And there's a book that you can buy, I believe, called The Agencies, which will help you find, you know, the right agents and stuff like that.
Okay.
All right, there.
Do you have any tips, Ashley? Sorry.
You can't do any, what do you say?
Any tips? What do you mean? Like specific acting direction?
Yeah.
From Kelly? All right, what's your secret?
Oh, geez. I don't know. I you know what? It's everybody's got a different thing going on, and just figure it out. Figure out what it is that you do best, and just focus on that.
Okay, thank you.
You can't do any Shakespeare as an Asian, though, can you?
Yeah, not a lot of Asian roles.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that, though.
I tried that, actually.
You tried that?
Awesome. Good for you.
That. I'm playing that.
Who are you?
Oh, it's called 15 Minute Hamlet, and I play Shakespeare.
There you go.
Oh
yeah, that's really good in accent.
Thank you very much.
They're good times there. Right. Yeah, well, you know, it's an interesting point, which is, yes, there's less roles for certain ethnicities, that's mm-hmm. for sure. But if there's less of those people that are going on for those roles, it still might work out mathematically
for you.
Yeah, it
does. I think it does, or it did for me anyway.
All right. Well, good times. God bless you. It's nice to see you. I was just yapping about what a assful of Halle Berry I had last night with all her opening all her doors and all that kind of stuff. It drives me nuts.
What is that about?
Every time she gets interviewed, she talks about how people come up to her, young people, and say, you know, thanks to you, I can be a doctor. Thanks to you, I can pursue my dreams. And I always think, what a pompous blowhard she is. She drives me nuts.
Do you think these people are serious, though? I mean...
She thinks they're serious,
and she's just blowhardy enough to come up and actually regurgitate this stuff when she gets interviewed, which drives me nuts. I mean, even if a 13-year-old does come up to her and go, you know, Halle, thanks to you winning the Academy Award and being a woman of color, I now feel like I can go on to be a doctor. Just the fact that she would repeat that is sort of makes her a pompous blowhard. She's such a sack. It's hard for chicks, and especially black chicks, and especially beautiful chicks to be blowhards, but I think she's actually done it. This is reserved for heavy-set men.
Crossed over.
Yeah, well, I can't say anything. I like Halle. She's awesome. I met her, doing X-Men, and she was...
Dynamite.
Yeah.
But she does seem like a blowhard, doesn't she?
I can't even say that.
You give Kelly an example of blowhard.
All right, Dynamite. We're going to take a quick break. Kelly, who is here... It's just all that opening doors kind of crap.
What if these people really mean it?
Even if they mean it, she should shut up about it. She shouldn't repeat it to everybody all the time. She thinks she's a Harriet Tubman, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, how could they really mean it?
I don't. Some people say things. I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe they do mean it. Maybe she really does inspire them. Mm. You don't know. You're just an old grouch.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I am an old grouch. But I mean, there were no black doctors, no black actors, no black anything before Halle Berry won the Oscar last year.
I guess the point she's making is that she inspires people to greater things.
Okay, but. If and you do inspire people, should you just shut the F up about it? You got to be yapping about it everywhere you go.
Not when you're a blowhard.
Thank you. All right. We'll take a break. Kelly Hu here. We'll get the true dirt on Halle during the break, and we'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Aisha Tyler's going to be in here Wednesday night.
Another normal.
Beautiful, beautiful woman of color.
Smart.
She, we like her. Funny. Nice. Beautiful. I guess she's on Friends now doing guest appearances. She was doing Talk Soup last time she was in here. Kelly Hu is our guest tonight. Kelly's not a woman of color, is she? What? How do you get to be a woman of color?
I think I'm yellow. Isn't that a color?
I would say you're a woman of color.
Drew's hernia.
Drew, please. Drew's gut's going to pop through a sack any second now.
Yeah.
I don't want to be offensive, but what color? You can be a woman of color if you're anything but white, or what is what? How
I
do you
think
make
so.
That
I
distinction?
I think that's how it works.
That's
how
they mean.
You have to be darker skinned. There are too many Asian people.
Asians don't look at themselves as
we're a majority of
minority.
The world.
That's
yeah.
Right.
But in the United States, we're a minority, and and that's where it all started, that all term. Right. So.
It's just that woman of color. Asian women never get that woman of color thing.
Why? Well, yeah, we are.
You are?
Yes.
No one's talking about you when they say women of color.
What do you mean nobody's? I think they are.
No.
I'm saying, you're talking to me?
They go, women of color and the Asians. That's what they do. Women
we have our own grouping. Neither of color or without. What are we? We're not white. We're not color.
You don't need that stuff. You're your own thing.
Well, we got enough in the world.
Yeah, you're fine.
We're the majority anyway.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Beautiful. I love those Koreans and Chinese. They're doing a great job over there. We got to go there and kick some Korean ass. They're next.
What are you talking
about? Oh, yes. We got to take them out.
North Korean. There are too many Asian people.
Yeah, they're North Korean. South Koreans are sort of lukewarm on us, too, even though we've been basically...
No.
Yes, they're not big fans
of ours. Koreans are not big fans of anybody but Koreans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Koreans are very nationalistic people. Very, very, very.
Yeah. Racist. Kim. Kim.
Yeah, hi.
27?
Yeah.
That's all right. Kelly, Korean's the only thing you don't have in you, right? Right?
No, I
know. You don't got any of them in you?
No, this guy. I don't have Korean in me.
Good, screw them. Go ahead, Kim. What's up?
I wanted to ask Dr. Drew if I had surgery on my vagina, would it decrease sensitivity?
What kind of surgery?
It's called labiaplasty.
Uh-oh. What's going on? Kelly's offended.
He's offended.
Kelly is.
No, I just find that hard to believe that someone would willingly want to do that.
What's going on, Kim?
I just wanted to reduce the size of my labia minora.
Huge?
No, it's not huge.
Then why do you want to touch that thing?
Probably just for aesthetic reasons.
Why? Because everybody's looking there? Are you doing porn or something?
No, just for myself.
Yeah.
You don't need to be touching that.
She just wants to lose a couple pounds.
It hangs out from the inside, right?
Well, it doesn't hang. I mean, it just pokes out a little bit.
Let me get this straight. You got the majora and the minora.
Yeah.
The minora's up inside the majora. But the minora comes out.
Hanukkah comes out.
You can light the minora. wait a second. Yeah, so you don't want the minora... you don't want the minora coming out past the majora.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Or you may have to study the Torah, right? Thank you. You got a nice Jewish joke in there.
Yeah.
True love's a good Jew joke. Okay. So you want that tucked back up in there, right?
Yeah, but it only comes out a little bit, she said. So that's not a big deal.
Yeah, but it looks like you know what dogs look like when they're sleeping? No, once in a while, cats do it.
I'm afraid to think where you're going.
No, you know, once in a while, a cat falls asleep with his tongue hanging out just a little bit. Makes him look stupid.
It's cute. It's weird. It's cute. What are you talking about? It's cute.
It's cute, but not if you're trying to get it to blow you. You know what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah.
Kim.
Yeah.
We had a... Now, I agree instinctively with Kelly in that, why would you want to bother with that? Also... I'll say that we had a doctor in here
Yes, we did.
Who did these surgeries. He's not a quack. He's not a hack.
Dr. Matlock?
I don't remember his name.
She took the name down and she called
it. It was in Los Angeles. No, it was in Los Angeles.
He was an Indian fella, I believe.
Yeah, wasn't he a black guy?
Oh, he was a black guy, but he had something going on. He was.
Yeah, I've heard of him, Matlock.
There's an Indian guy in here, too. I don't remember.
No, and then we had the guy from Harvard, Altman. The guy was here arguing with him about it.
Okay, well, the point is... He does these procedures. Evidently, they work. And if you have a situation down there that you're uncomfortable with, you can get a consultation. That's fine. Or why don't you just grow your hair out a little and do the sort of female equivalent of a comb-over downstairs. You find the offending spot, you just comb the hair over it. Guys would go for that.
Yeah, I guess.
Are you married?
Yeah.
Oh, he's fine.
What's he care?
One more reason not to do it. No one else is going to be seeing it.
Kelly's impassioned by this.
I am.
It's not for anybody else.
Wait, we got to have a little talk about female genital mutilation here.
Okay.
Do you have an opinion about female genital mutilation too, Kelly?
Yes.
Big fan.
I don't even have pierced ears, put it that way.
Yeah.
I am so against doing any of that.
Stuff your body.
Yeah.
So plastic surgery, piercing.
Well, especially
tattoos,
that right
that
there.
Particularly
that particularly gets me. Unless it's like dragging on the floor or something.
How about what? Okay.
Right.
In case, yeah. We'll reserve for, the 4 foot.
Borrow your hernia truss there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But you know all about the mutilation stuff that goes on worldwide with certain cultures due to women and stuff like
that's
that.
That's horrible.
True. Don't judge. You can't judge. Yeah. You can't judge. That's their culture. You can't judge. There's no good. There's no bad. You want to hack someone's hymen out, clitoris out with a rusty garden shear. We can't judge. We can't judge. That's
so,
their culture.
So up the vagina.
That's their culture,
horrible.
Drew.
That's
we can yes. We can know. We cannot judge. Yes. We cannot judge. That's their culture. All cultures. All everything's beautiful. We can't judge. Just want to hack that clitoris out. Go right ahead. That's fine. We can't judge. We cannot judge. Everything's beautiful. Everything's right. Everything's right. Unless we try to do something, then it's wrong.
Or
white guys. Yeah. All right. Show's taking a turn for the racist. We got to keep moving here. Kelly Hu, our guest tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Kelly Hu is our guest tonight. Kelly plays Dr. Death Grip in the hell she
Lady Deathstrike.
Oh, okay.
That was
pretty
close.
Lady Deathstrike in the new X2 movie, which is obviously out as we speak. We got to make a certain amount of money, then she gets a little taste of the back end.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Ooh, yeah.
She can move out of that apartment in Brentwood.
Yeah. Now these are bad. Now look, I'm not trying to. I don't need any numbers here. I just a couple of numbers here. There's nothing wrong with
this. I truly do not know exactly what the numbers are. I mean, I could be getting a $20 bonus. Who knows?
Well, what are you supposed to get? I mean,
I seriously do not know. I didn't even know about this until today, just before the show.
And it probably varies. Like, you think Hugh Jackman gets more than you?
Oh, I'm sure he gets more than I do.
Percentage wise.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
You were in The Doors?
I played Dorothy Manzarek, Ray Manzarek's wife.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
Everybody does that. They're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's one of those, you know, there were so many people in that cast. And they were always in the background.
They sort of drifted in and drifted out, too. They didn't stay with them for that long. It was. I love that movie, by the way. I thought it was great. I thought Val Kilmer should have got an Academy Award.
Right? That's what I told him. I thought he was amazing in that.
It was Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
He deserves the Academy Award.
Yeah,
Jeff,
agree.
Who won it that year?
No one won it that year. Special.
Jeff, you're 18. What's up?
Well, me and my girlfriend have been going out for about a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much we're contemplating right now whether we should have sex or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all for it, and I think that...
Wait, let me stop for a second. Jeff's all for it, Adam. You shocked? I can't believe it. How old's your girlfriend?
She's 18 also.
Okay. 18.
And what is precipitating this momentous need to make this decision?
Well, I don't know. It's just been on our minds like the last couple months. Why?
Why? They've been going out for a year and a half. They're both 18. Of course this is a topic that's on their minds, especially Jeff's mind.
Yeah.
Why haven't you done it yet?
Well, basically, it's she doesn't want to. I mean, it's not that she doesn't want to. She's been thinking about it a lot, too. But she's always wanted to wait until she was married, and now she's having thoughts of, well, you know, I do love this. She loves me a lot, and I love her, too. And, you know, we'd be willing to die for each other. And
that's always the cry of the tard in love. That's the rallying call of the tard in love. Willing to die for her?
I'm going
to
say tar, but the desperate. True, the desperate.
All right. Okay. Is she a religious person?
We both are.
Okay. What's the religion?
What's the religion? We're both, like, Protestant.
All right. You're lucky. I'd make fun of that. I don't know anything about it, though. I'm sure if I knew just a little bit, I could make fun of it. Okay. Well, look, here's the deal. You have your religious faith. She has her religious faith. You two are very much in love. Obviously, you have a sort of a religious agenda, but you also have a biological agenda that most 18-year-old guys, trumps the religious agenda, but for most 18-year-old women, it doesn't often trump that, the biological agenda.
Right. It's easier to suppress the biology.
So you're going to have to just sort of hang out and take it slow and not move any faster than she wants to. And here's the worst thing you can do, and Kelly, you tell me if you agree or disagree. If you get her to do something she doesn't want to do,
she'll hate you back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll be mad at herself.
Yeah,
and then she'll take it out on you.
Exactly.
I think that's one of the reasons why she doesn't want to is because in 2 years, or 2 years, 2 months, we're going to be going away to different states for college.
Right. Well, isn't that? Didn't I ask the question why there was such a need to address this right now?
Well, 2 months.
I don't know why. This is
obviously why. You're afraid she's going to move away, the relationship isn't going to go well, and you'll lose your chance here.
No.
Have you ever slept with anyone?
No, I haven't. We haven't.
Where is she going to college?
She's going to KU, and I'm going to the University of Central Oklahoma.
Wow. Hmm. Both schools I've been to.
Really?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and I went to KU.
Yeah, we've been to KU.
And I went to Central Oklahoma.
I thought we were going to KFC, I thought Drew initially said. So I said, yeah, fine, sounds good.
Ironically, we were looking for ribs that night, remember?
Well, it was, yeah. It's in Kansas. Worst experience of my life. Okay, so, Jeff, there's no magic answer here.
Here's my answer. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Do not do it.
You think they're going to break
really?
Up?
I the college thing, the distance. This
yeah,
is just gonna,
no one
this,
lasts.
This is gonna, yeah, yeah, and this is going to add a bond that you guys are going to build into this huge thing, and then if things don't work out, it's going to ruin your college experience. Just let it ride.
I agree.
Let it ride. Now's not the time to bond yourselves together like this, especially when you have such a value in making.
Well, do you think you're going to break up when she goes off to college?
We are going to be 10 hours away, so.
Yes.
It's going to be hard.
There's no way.
Hopefully we don't because...
Oh.
No way.
Well, he's even admitting that they probably are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, come on. It takes a lot of money to be traveling back and forth, and these are college kids.
Yeah, and this never works because they meet some guys.
Of course.
They're giving some attention. He meets some girl. This is why you got to go for it, like when you're driving her to the airport. You know what I mean? Last day kind of thing. Go for broke.
Just completely just attack.
You pull the car over. You start laughing like a madman. You take the keys. You throw them in the river. Yeah. That's the move.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. He's going to rape her and it's going to be your fault.
No, I'm not saying rape. I'm not saying rape.
Jeff's not got that in him.
But I'm not saying rape. There's a difference.
Joe.
Kelly. She was a good laugh out of the rape joke. Joe?
Yeah.
You're 21.
Yeah, I am. It was a real pleasure to get on. I've listened to you guys for quite a while, but have never gotten onto the show. So
calling all nerds. Oh, no. That wasn't me. What's up, buddy?
That wasn't cool, man. All right. I have a question for Kelly.
Yes.
I saw the movie. I thought it was really, really good.
Thank you.
But you were the one with the nails to Hugh Jackman, correct?
I'm the one with the nails?
You were putting the nails to
Hugh Jackman? Yes.
Okay. All right, I just wanted to make sure. I wasn't sure.
Okay. Bye. Thanks for calling. No, sorry. Go on.
She senses something's going to fall.
I know. Yeah. I heard the butt. Okay, go on. Sorry.
No, I just kind of had a comment on one of the scenes with Hugh Jackman and the Cyclops guy.
Uh-huh.
And you know, like right after the, what's her name, Jean or whatever?
Jean Grey.
Yeah, she dies and then...
she doesn't die, actually. She evolves.
Yeah, I think that's what the storyline is. But anyways, you know how they're kind of like just like hugging and they're like, oh, I can't believe she's dead, you know, and they're like totally holding each other there. Okay. I just thought that was like really corny. We laughed really, really hard. So I knew.
Okay, that's great. But is there a question in there? Because
I knew it was going to be some sort of bizarre criticism of her acting or the scene. Yeah,
I wasn't even in that scene.
Yeah,
I'm nowhere in that scene. So I don't. Is that a question?
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to see what your take was on that part. I know you weren't part of that scene, but just to see like what you thought about it. But
was there a problem? Listen, Joe.
Yeah.
The movie's making $85 million this weekend.
Yeah, we need to give weekend. Joe little here, here.
I think we're doing okay
social,
with that scene.
A little social etiquette. Joe, one, is why he doesn't have a girlfriend. He misses social cues, you know what I'm saying?
Joe, do you have a girlfriend, Jeff?
Actually,
right
yeah.
now.
You do?
What? Well, yeah, actually, I had a question about that, too, if you guys had time.
But, sure.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, really what my question is about that is that, I'm 21, and I've been with my girlfriend for 3 years now, and we have a son, a two-year-old, and I just, it's been kind of like a struggle, you know, the last 8-9 months, just trying to figure out, you know, where we're at. We've been living in, you know, our own place for, you know, about a year and a half. You know, for a while we were living with her mom just to kind of get on our feet and figure out, you know, what we were doing as parents and where we're at with all that.
Yeah.
I don't think that ends for like another 20 years, right?
Figuring out where you are.
Yeah, exactly. That struggling part.
Yeah, totally. I totally believe that. But, you know, just like trying to, you know, do all the things the parents do and learn all that stuff because she is, you know, our son is our first child. But I love my son like more than anything, and I would never take that back.
Today, Junior.
What's that?
Your question.
Yeah, my question is, well, basically, you know, I'm having a lot of doubts about our relationship, and you know, about, you know, where we're at because I.
All right, here's the deal. It's a non-question, but Joe, hang in on behalf of the kid.
Yeah.
He's better with you guys together.
Yes, goddamn headphones around. Barely hear.
You're kicking the desk. Oh, my God.
Play such a flaming pile of crap. Hey, it works. It works now. This place is such a dump.
How much is that mic worth? I looked in that room over there, and everybody's mouth was like... open. I imagine it's like worth thousands of dollars, and you're banging it against the
counter. There's not a goddamn thing in this dump.
One of the consequences of neglect. Adam,
oh my God, that board just fell apart.
Adam was neglected as a child.
Adam, just don't touch that. Just do, everything's cool. Just use Drew's mic. Everything will be fine.
Can we use this headset?
No, because then you don't have headset.
I'll take care of everything. Just like relax.
Adam was neglected as a kid.
I'll go in there and deal.
He was neglected as a kid. And Kelly, listen.
No. When you neglect
the kid, you lose the capacity to regulate aggression, and when something irritates you, aggression emerges.
Yeah.
True, stop. He's going to get worse.
Yeah, going to get worse.
Just give me your headphones.
Should I leave the room?
No.
Am I in danger here?
It is a little scary to be around, I got to admit. But
okay. No, I never do anything to anybody. You have to start kicking stuff around here in order to get the headphones to work. That's all. Just got to start shaking stuff.
I just kind of pull the wires in there a little bit.
The headphones go out when the guests, there's something that's underneath the guests that usually move around.
Okay, here's a guy to come and fix it.
Oh, numb. Oh, I see.
Josh?
Oh, do we still have him?
No, we got rid of him.
Oh, we did. Okay, sorry.
What's up?
Yep. Not much. I had a question for you guys.
You know
tonight.
What?
Thanks a lot for getting me on the show.
Give him this one. Hang on.
I think they're a little busy right now with, like, all of this microphone banging and earphone switching stuff going on.
Are you guys back?
Right.
Drew, turn me down a little bit, would you?
Got it.
You guys back?
Yep.
Yeah, they're back now. Sorry.
All right. Every time I'm with a girl and we do anything sexually, I ejaculate a lot more when I receive a hand job than any other type of oral sex or sex or any type of foreplay or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like,
is that something you like more?
No, it's not. It's not more pleasing or anything. It's not more sensitive.
When do you actually get to see what comes out of you, other than
or even measure it?
Yeah.
You know, like how full a condom is, or
yeah.
Yeah,
well, here's the thing about the hand job. The hand job is almost sort of a milking process. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas the BJ, unfortunately oftentimes stops right when it starts. Yeah. Not with Kelly, but with a lot of you rookie gals, it does. Oh, yes. She knows I'm right.
It actually takes a really long time when I receive oral sex.
Right.
So he's not into that, see?
All right, that's not your bag.
It feels a lot better.
You know what, the ultimate like mess is the hand job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The ultimate sort of...
Isn't that what guys use socks for?
Yeah. Socks,
that's what I heard.
Shirts, pets, whatever.
Afghans.
A nice Persian cat, Pashmina, whatever's in the room. Shroud of Turin. Tapestries, straw rugs, slip covers, pillowcases, whatever.
Oh,
yeah, I wonder why that stuff never, never sort of made it through history.
Most,
Period.
A lot of people think that most of the great artifacts were looted in wars,
no,
and Nazi
I can
criminal
see
stuff.
No, I know
guys
not.
Beat off on them.
No,
that's
Jesus.
Historically, it's a historical fact, Drew. Yes.
I've made a ton of things fit together for
plus,
this now.
The paper towel's about 70 years old.
Yes. What did they have before?
Before that, great artworks,
tapestry and canvas.
That's right. During the Renaissance, the guys would mop up with tapestries.
And,
Jesus.
Even the occasional mosaic. But that was a little rough. That
right.
was rough on the belly. I got to be honest with you.
That explains the little crusty things going
yeah.
on in the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, that's not grout. Oh, yeah. The Mona Lisa, sure. That's why she's not smiling. Not showing any teeth, at least. Josh?
Yeah.
All right, so the hand thing, there's a milking process that goes
it's
on.
Just a, it's just a mess. It's a mess.
Well, like... masturbation is normal amounts too, but like when a girl does it, it's just like crazy.
Are you more
yeah,
excited?
You're more excited.
Uh-huh.
You're over yourself. All right, that's who cares?
Yeah.
What are we gonna do?
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Okay, look, here's what you need to do: go less with the hand job or more with the other stuff.
Yeah.
Do you need to be that consistent?
Who cares?
Why does it matter? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't matter. It's not a problem.
We've a consensus.
Doesn't matter.
There we go.
Kelly.
Yes.
I mean, Rich has a question for Kelly. I'm sorry, Kelly.
Yeah.
Go ahead. 25.
Hey, congratulations on your role, Kelly.
Thank you very much.
Hey, when you mentioned the competition when you went over there, how'd you feel? You know, I mean, did you ever feel like maybe you wouldn't have got the role or something like that?
The competition of getting of the, trying up for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are always doubts. I mean, you know, you never know whether or not you're going to get a role. Even if they say that you're going to get a role, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to end up doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it was difficult, but it's like, you know, auditioning for any other role, I suppose, in any other film. I mean, there's always going to be other people around that are going to be, you're going to have to be competing against, you know.
Well, once they found out she played Manzarek's wife, I think they realized they had the right woman. It's the same role. Same role.
Exactly the same thing,
same
just
role.
A wig.
Same role.
Hey, did you ever have any downtime, like, you know, like some, like a certain period when you were unemployed or, you know, just...
Never. She'd never... No. Not Kelly.
Well, that's a decent question.
Yeah, it is.
You've been working, but is it
yeah.
always been that way?
No. I mean, of course, you know, there's always downtime in every actor's life. From between doing Martial Law and Scorpion King, I think it was almost a whole year. And everyone gets a little bit worried. That's why you have to be smart and save your money and not blow it on cars
blow.
And
oh.
blow.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you were in here talking about Scorpion King.
Yeah, that was.
Last
yeah.
time you're in
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
That's right. Time. Martial Law. I love this TV show, Martial
did
Law.
Did you?
I did.
No, you didn't.
I was intrigued that the lead was a fat guy, didn't speak English. I was intrigued with that part.
Now you know you can get your own TV show? Is that what you're trying to
yeah.
say?
Yeah. I'm not so great at the English language. I got a little extra weight around the belly.
You can beef it up a little bit, yeah.
I think I put on 10 pounds and kill a few brain cells. I got my own gig. I was intrigued with that. What was his name?
Sammo Hung.
Yeah, Hung. He was a good martial artist, but he was a husky guy, which is kind of
yeah.
funny. A lot of martial arts.
I think that's what made it so
that
funny.
Way.
That's why it was a comedy, kind of.
And his English was not great, right?
Yeah.
Was martial arts sort of like VIP? It started out to be kind of serious, and the tongue got embedded in the cheek?
Yeah, I think so. But then I think it would have been better if it just remained like really sort of a comedy and really sort of didn't take itself so seriously. I think it would have been a much better...
Yeah,
you know, show
yeah,
them.
I was entertained yeah. by it.
It was fun. I mean, it was a lot of fun to do, and you know, Sammo is just a likable kind of guy. You know, he's not the kind of guy that anyone would, you know, have anything against. So.
It just seemed like a almost like it. You know, we always laugh about how the pitch must have went for. Ugh. I Dream of Jeannie,
yes.
you know, 1963 or something.
I mean,
like,
you imagine that
guy's
thing.
An astronaut. Jeannie washes up on the beach. She's living with him. Or
who's gonna abolish Jeannie? Go with me here.
Or like Hogan's Heroes. They're in this Nazi prisoner of war camp. Oh, no.
Stay with
me. Stu, comedy. Think comedy.
There's a colonel Klink, we'll call him.
Oh, my God.
Wacky
journalist.
SS yes. commandant. It's yeah. great.
Sergeant.
It's going to be funny.
Yeah.
People will love it.
This always seemed like a bizarre pitch to me, too. But I enjoyed it. I really did.
Thank
your work,
you.
Stellar in there. stellar.
Thank you.
Was Cheech in that one? Is that the one?
That was another series I did. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the Barracuda Bob. What the hell
Don
is
Don Johnson.
Don Johnson, yeah.
Barracuda Bob. That was so
he
close.
Drove that canary yellow Barracuda.
That's where you were
around.
A ballistic. Oh, right. You were a ballistic expert in that one. Were you on our TV show once?
On your TV? Yeah. Yes, I was. A couple of times.
Yeah.
I've done it like three times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on,
with Jaime
girl.
Gomez and Cheech Marin.
That's
yeah.
I'm putting it all together now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
That was, the hell's that show? Hudson. What the hell's the name of that show?
Nash Bridges.
Nash Bridges. That's right.
I think that's when we met you, is when you first, when you came on with Cheech.
Exactly.
That's, when we first met
that's exactly.
It always bugged me about Nash Bridges.
What?
Besides him driving the canary yellow Barracuda all over the place.
Undercover?
Undercover. And he wore these crazy vests like Don King. You know, dressed like Don King, where he drove a canary yellow muscle car. And then during the promos, they always go, see what Cheech and Don are up to now. And I'm like, don't use the guys' names. It screws me up. That's Nash. That's
taking
not
you
Don.
Out. Taking you out.
Yeah, they're breaking down the fourth wall. That's Nash. He's a cop. He lives in San Francisco. He works undercover over there. He works in narcotics. He's not Don. He's not married. He's married to Melanie Griffin. He lives in Beverly Hills. His real name isn't Nash. Katie? You're 18?
Yep.
Did that bug you about Nash? That bug you about the Nash Bridges promos?
Not really.
Okay, Katie, what's up?
It's interesting that someone would share my views.
Katie's, let's get down to business here, I think.
All right, what's up?
All right, in December, like, on December 29th, my dad killed himself, and I basically haven't been able to, like, stay with a single boyfriend for a long time.
Well, it's not been that long.
Yeah.
Four months ago.
Well, they tend to get obsessive and stuff, too.
How many guys have you been through in, like, 4 months?
Like, four.
Why don't you not have a relationship for a little while?
Yeah.
Why'd your dad kill himself?
Well, the thing is, my mom and dad had been fighting, like, all my life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so that happened, and eventually, finally, it led to divorce, and so me and my brother were just totally relieved.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Finally, and then...
See, Drew, your kids are going to like it, I'm telling you. Go ahead.
And then, dad went off the deep end.
Drinking.
Then... Oh, he's been an alcoholic for years.
There you go.
All right. Big, okay, genius. Of course, everyone who kills themselves is hooked on something.
No.
Yes.
No. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
No.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay.
I just get child of alcoholic and kill.
Oh, all right.
Oh. I'm not an alcoholic.
No, you're child of an alcoholic, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, whoa.
So we
how did that happen? She started crying when she said it, and then all of a sudden, boom, she snapped out of it when you said that you weren't talking about her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't hear that? Okay,
I did.
A little sniffling, yeah.
What's up?
Okay, sorry.
All right.
Kay's got good ears.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm...
Kelly.
Kelly.
Yeah.
All right, Katie, you there?
Yep.
So
Dad killed himself.
Yeah.
And this was December 29th.
Yep.
And now you can't have relationships.
No, yeah.
Not a surprise.
Yeah.
Right? Not a surprise.
Like, everyone goes crazy at me all the time, too, because it's like... I see a lot of stuff as menial after, like, seeing my dad with a gun to his head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you saw it?
Did he kill himself in front of you?
Yeah.
Oh, for God.
Killed himself in front of you?
Right, Katie, well, no
listen.
Wonder.
All right, Katie. All right, Katie, listen. You have got to get... Have you had some treatment for this?
Yes, but there's another issue with this. The counselors, all the ones I get, like, sent to by state and then I go to myself.
Yeah.
Like, most of them tell me that I'm going to kill myself, and I can't see myself doing that. But they're like,
no.
I think you're hearing
your
things
father,
wrong.
You'll kill yourself by the time you're 20, or they'll actually give me a time limit on life.
No, they don't do that.
I know. I think it's full of it, but.
No,
I think you're hearing
something.
You're
misinterpreting
that.
No, I've actually had people say that word for word.
Maybe they're saying that she'll kill herself, you know, like sort of just out of being depressed or mentally or not necessarily commit suicide.
Are you strung out on drugs?
Am I strung out on drugs?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to figure out why they would say you'd be dead by 20.
I used to do drugs. I quit them my freshman year of high school.
All right.
Because, yeah, they're bad, and I got really messed up.
So, now what happened in that your dad killed himself in front of your mom and you.
Mom cheated on him.
Oh.
And, yeah, now I'm stuck living with mom and her boyfriend.
That's an angry little girl.
Yeah.
Oh, for yes. good reasons, though.
Yeah. Okay, so, Katie.
Yeah.
Here's a bunch of advice I'm going to stuff into about 25 seconds.
All right.
You're super angry. You have the right to be. Unfortunately, even though you have the right to be, and you should be, it's really going to hurt your cause, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a tough life. People are not going to respond well to you.
Because if you're angry at everybody, they're going to feel that and push,
right.
you're going to push them away.
Also, there are people that are trying to help you, most likely these counselors, but if you hear them saying you're going to kill yourself or they're asking you to kill yourself or predicting you're going to kill yourself, you're not going to get any use out of it.
Right.
I'm sure that's not what they're saying.
You must have a post-traumatic stress reaction to what you've had. That needs to be treated. You are an addict, even though you're not using currently. That needs to be managed. You must have a mood problem. That needs to be dealt with. And then you need to be able to learn to trust again and open to relationships. And you're telling us that's the big problem. You can't maintain in a relationship if the vulnerability is too threatening to you. And naturally enough.
And that's the least your worries at this stage of the game. And growing up with an alcoholic father who was capable of this kind of thing and a mom that screwed up enough to do all this stuff too, a lot of the damage took place in that
before
time period.
That, exactly.
Yet, I didn't
with that.
Feel that kind of stuff coming from Katie.
Not as bad as some of the people we talked to.
Yeah, maybe it's because it was blocked a little bit from all that's happening currently. But Al-Anon, a 12-step program, that kind of thing would do wonders for you. Get a therapist, keep hanging in.
Yeah, and I think the last thing you need to be doing is looking for a boyfriend.
Right.
I mean, what you really need to be doing is concentrating on yourself right now.
Last thing they need to be doing,
is
too, quite honestly.
Is dealing with that, right.
Yeah. And here's just one quick byline here. When everyone uses the exact date of any event, it always means they're nowhere near any closure with it.
They're traumatized. People obsess about it. They'll go on about specifics of the event that are sort of
When you hear the exact date, you're screwed. Like when you hear that guy goes, I left Da Nang December 21st, 1971.
Yeah.
It's always like, you
got to
be saying about 30 years ago. You start getting to that date. And it's just a fresh wound, and I understand that. But therapy, and more therapy. Sorry. Kelly Hu, here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Buddy, Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Kelly Hu, our guest tonight.
Hello.
X2. $155 million last week. Drew, I spoke to our radio agent today.
Yeah.
And begged him to get us out of this dump.
Yeah.
One more time.
And?
He's on it. You know, everyone's on it. Everyone is on it. No one stops working on it.
What about us going out to that Highland and Hollywood complex?
I don't know. It's not going to. Nothing's ever going to happen. They're going to finish this goddamn movie theater, and that'll be it. We'll never move. It's fine. Mm. Okay, everyone will take care of everything. Jenny? So, Kelly, that's why I have extra energy, because I've been trying to get out of this godforsaken armpit of a studio for about 9 months.
Oh, that's why all the pounding
and
frustration.
Stuff's been broken. Stuff never works right in here. I've been trying to get out here for a long time.
So it's not just like childhood stuff, is it, Drew?
No.
the manifestations are childhood. The evoking is reality.
Okay, Drew, well, what about you? What's wrong with you? We've been trying to get out of here for nine. What did I say when they started the huge construction project? I would say next to us, but that doesn't paint a vivid enough picture.
Over us.
But isn't it
over
for
us
you guys? Isn't
us.
It like parking or something for this building?
No, that's a movie theater.
That's a movie theater next door.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You're going to have so many people hanging out here.
We didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
So
you think you got people now.
Please tell Kelly what I said 9 months ago when they broke ground on that place.
That we will be sitting here the entire time they're building this. We'll be dealing with the construction. They'll open the theater.
There'll be no place to park.
We'll be dealing with
walking over mounds of dirt. And
mud. We walk through mud tonight.
Big thing of manure out front. Bunch all the junk in the world.
That's from the fans.
Heavy machinery.
It's dangerous. Yeah. It's whatever. Please, somebody, please, just do something crazy.
Oh,
Greg
save
Griffin
you.
Called it the rape tunnel.
Right. And we will be here until this place is complete. Or we could just get out now. I said this 9 months ago like human beings.
Mm.
right? Mm-hmm. We all worked on it feverishly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And, all right. Jenny?
Yeah.
You're 22.
Yeah, Jenny.
What's up?
Hi. How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, okay. I had a question about my boyfriend. We've been together for 2 years. I moved down from Long Beach, and he has kind of a large penis, I would say, like the largest I've ever had. And, the last time that we had sex, it was really sore, and there was plenty of lubrication and everything, but I think it was my labia, is that what it's called?
It
swelled up really big.
That's the other
labia.
Yeah, it's like the menorah. it's another
labia, labia, come light the menorah. All right. Yes?
Yeah, well, so, you know, that sucks. I didn't like that, so.
Yeah,
I
mean, well,
it's not going to get better, is it?
No, you're.
Is there any way I could be, like, allergic to a person's semen or. I don't even know what that could be.
You said it was large and it's irritating.
Allergic, yeah.
Yeah, it's irritating. You maybe went for a long time. Even though it's lubrication, it causes an irritation and a friction. You hurt the lining. Traumatized the lining. It has nothing to do with the allergy.
Why? This guy's basically got a paint can between his legs, and you're thinking you're allergic to his semen because he's destroying your innards with his huge penis?
What? Yeah, I just get sore sometimes, but a lot of the times I hear you guys say that you just need lubrication, but we do.
How long do you guys go for?
It depends. I don't know. Like, the longest, probably 20 minutes, something like that.
All right. So you're maybe keep it down. Some women get sore after 10 minutes or so. That's not uncommon.
So I'm just sensitive, I guess, or something?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, he's got a huge penis, right?
Okay. All right.
She's using lubricant. Could she possibly be allergic to that?
No, I think said, didn't you say you produce lubricant, or are you actually using a lubricant?
She said she had something next.
I produce it.
Oh, okay.
She said there's plenty of it, is what she said.
Production. Yeah. But yeah, sometimes we use
adequate production.
Well, why don't you bust out a little more lubricant than you need?
Yeah, you might want to try that.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay.
That, you know, keep it, pay attention. If it starts getting irritated, stop.
Well, I don't notice until, like, everything is fine until he stops, and then that's when I start to feel it.
Mm. Yeah, that's how it works. You don't feel stuff when the adrenaline's pumping or whatever's going.
No, you can't think either.
Yeah.
I have this thing about you can't hold anybody to what they've said within like half an hour after having an orgasm.
No, that's a women thing.
Yeah,
that's a women thing. Women disconnect from their cognitive centers.
No, you'll say all kinds of stuff. I love you so much. You can't take that seriously.
No.
That's not.
Kelly,
that's
romantic, isn't she?
Yeah, you can't believe that until at least an hour after orgasm.
That's right.
Right. That's.
But women really they lose it. That like the brain is sort of structured into three layers. The top two layers are just blown off during a.
Yeah. but guys too though. Guys will say anything.
Yeah. No. Guys are back to television.
The guys say anything before the orgasm.
Yeah.
Before,
yeah, that's because they want to. Yeah. I said within.
No. No. Guys, anything before. Yeah. Women, anything after. Yeah. That's right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Another one of God's great jokes on humanity.
Yeah. We didn't even like talking afterwards.
That is a great observation. That is so accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened, baby? Who broke your heart?
Who, me?
Hugh Jackman?
No. He's married.
Chin Lo Ho?
Chin Lo Ho.
Who's that guy? Samuel Hung? Cheech? Who did it to you, baby? Which one of those co-stars?
Don Johnson.
Oh,
is Don Johnson?
No.
Yeah. He's a ladies' man.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Well, if he didn't hit on me, I'd be worried.
Yeah. He's a delight. All right. Good man, Don Johnson?
Good man.
Great man?
Great man.
Cheech, solid?
Cheech is amazing. Smartest guy I know.
Samuel Fat?
Yeah.
Good man?
Yeah.
Chung Lo Ho?
He's good, too.
Lo Main Ho?
Oh, good yeah.
Man. All right.
Mahalo.
Nicholas?
Yes.
You're 23?
I am.
Young Tofro is going to be on the show next week.
That's great.
What's up?
I have a question for Kelly about a movie she did.
Oh, is this going to be one of those, like...
Oh, relax, baby.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I know it's a terrible, terrible movie, Kelly.
Oh, no. See why you have to bring it up then.
What?
What?
Why do you never mention Surf Ninjas?
Oh. Surf Ninjas.
Because, here's the thing. I was in that movie with you.
Oh, oh.
I was
Who are
about
you?
12 years old mm-hmm. when I did this movie.
Mm-hmm. There were 12-year-olds?
And I shared a trailer with you.
Oh. And she deflowered you, didn't she?
No.
Were you there with your grandmother?
She said she loved him.
Nicholas.
My grandma was there. Yes, you're right.
Oh, my God. We did share a trailer.
And that's the best thing I can tell anybody.
Now, you sound so different because your voice has changed.
Well, you know, it's been 10 years.
He's gone through puberty.
His nads dropped.
10 years.
Yes. It was actually not a bad film.
Well.
It wasn't. It was not a bad film.
I think I've seen Surf Ninjas, and I think I liked it.
Let me try
to figure this out.
It was what it was. You couldn't expect anything more out of a name like Surf Ninjas.
Like Rocket Power or something?
But no, there was okay.
Rob Schneider.
He was in it?
Yeah.
Tone Loc was in it? Come on, guys. Tone Loc.
Tone Loc was in it. Leslie Nielsen.
Was everyone on jet skis on a lake at some point? Or I'm trying to figure out.
No. Rosie Greer as a head on.
No.
There's a lot of.
What was the story with Surf Ninjas?
Oh, my.
Go ahead. Come on. People are going to rent
it. You go ahead, please.
This is your show.
Go ahead, Nicholas.
You're the celeb now.
Nicholas, we didn't know you. You'll be booked for next week. We didn't know you're on Surf Ninjas.
Well, here's the thing. Now follow me if you can.
All right.
Okay.
Two California teenagers, unbeknownst to them, are princes of a South China Sea
mm-hmm.
island mm-hmm. where they were whisked away to America to avoid being killed by a foreign mercenary
right.
and have lived as surfer dudes and have to come back and kick ass.
Right, and they're use are they? Is there any?
Doesn't it sound like a great plot?
Is there any jet ski work going on in this movie?
Jet skis, no. Surfing.
There's a lot of surfing going
again,
on.
Again, I want to be in the pitch meeting.
And yeah.
Basically, it was my job to tell the future with a Game Gear.
Oh my God, that's right.
A Game Gear.
A Game Boy. Yeah, yeah.
Oh really? All right.
I'm telling the future with a video game.
The movie probably made some money though, right?
I don't think it did. That badly.
Yeah.
Straight to video, right?
I know that none of us were getting paid, so it must have made some money.
Well, you made quite an impression on young Nicholas, though.
Right
Nick,
on.
Thanks for calling. All right, baby doll. Wait, what are you doing now, Nicholas?
Well, I went to art school.
Right.
So I'm an artist now.
Fantastic.
But, I'd like to do the acting.
How's Grandma?
Grandma's great.
Oh, tell her I said hi.
I will.
All right.
That's good. Nice to be there.
All right, that's enough.
Oh.
Remember, they shared
a
trailer. He hears you.
Okay.
In
no, he was a sweetie. He was really little. I remember that, though. He was 12, but he looked like he was 8. I think he was playing 8 years old. And that's why I was surprised to hear him, because his voice is so different.
Probably had a big crush on you.
Maybe.
Oh, still does.
But his grandma was around the whole time.
He probably dug her, too. Jason?
Oh, that's so wrong.
With Calico and Grandma. I went gone for that when I was... 14.
What, hey,
Jason. What's up? Real fast, like.
You do that now. What are you talking about?
How dare you. What's up now?
Awesome. You're one of my heroes, man. Major props.
Thanks.
Good times. I wanted to know, actually, how you kind of got started. I'm very interested in getting into radio, mainly because of you and, of course, Dr. Drew. You know, I can't go through the whole doctor process, of course. But,
sure.
You know, Adam, how did you go through it?
Well, I'd say my best advice for anyone who wants to get a radio is just go down and intern at the radio station.
Ooh. And are they pretty strict about who they select and stuff? Like, I have no experience.
I've looked around a few times and it doesn't seem to be any kind of application process that goes on. I'd be shocked at who they turn away. I mean, you've seen some of the mutants going through the halls of, extras from X-Men, really. True. Some of the mutants have wandered the halls of K-Rock over the years.
Yeah, the years gone by. I assure you.
Drug-infested sociopaths, for the most part. I can't believe they're turning, unless sanity is a strike against you.
Oh, well, I listen to you guys all the time, and some of the people that call, man, they
No, Jason, here's what you do. Here's what you do. You study a field. You make yourself an interesting person. You build a fund of knowledge.
I'm working on it.
Or a fund of knowledge or a skill or a talent in something interesting.
Oh, why bother? Just go down the radio station intern.
And then
2 years you'll be on the air.
No, and then start.
Sure, you will.
But start at some local small radio station.
Yeah.
Where you can actually get on the air. Right.
Radio's about who got there first.
Otherwise, you become the intern guy.
Yeah.
You become the van driver and you stay, that's who you are. you know, if you go to a big station.
You got radio, you have to get there first. That's
yes,
what happens.
That's
and
it.
Then people get in line behind you. It doesn't matter if they're better than you or not. They're just behind you. You got there first. You drive the van. You move your way up. Next thing you know, you're on the air. And radio guys think, radio programmers think only radio guys can do radio guys. They're really stupid that way. They don't go out anywhere. They don't see anybody. They don't know anything about comedy. So they just keep hiring the same idiots from morning shows to come do their morning show, and it never works. All right, but just get there early. That's all. You'll be on top of everything soon. Over to a quick break. Kelly Hu here tonight. X-Men 2. We'll be right back. Buddy, Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Forget about that phone number. Kelly Hu in here tonight. She's a delight. She's really a beautiful wind blowing from the east.
Are you talking about my onion breath? I'm sorry I had Persian food.
Yeah. She's a delight. She's a delight. She's a little bitter about the fellas, but other than that, she's quite a catch. You single gal, Kelly?
I am now.
You are? What Uh-oh. Happened? What happened?
Right
what
now.
What happened? No, I am. I mean, last time, a year ago, I was not.
Mm-hmm.
Now I am.
You dating?
No, not seriously dating. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. It's only been 2 months since I've broken up.
You got a lot of guys
I got
interested.
Issues still.
You got guys interested,
what happened?
Right? Yeah.
You got issues.
What happened?
Just didn't work out.
You dumped him, huh?
No, it was mutual.
Producer type?
No, not at all.
Anna.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Well, it's just an abuse of a whore.
That's right.
Are you analyzing me? You're analyzing me.
No.
Mm-hmm. You.
I'm already seeing a therapist. Thank you.
Are
I don't
you?
Need it here.
Are you? Okay. All right.
Okay.
Mutual decision. How long
yes.
did you guys go out?
2 years.
2 years. Mutual, huh?
Yeah.
You dumped him.
Oh yes.
You dumped you.
Sidebar, of course.
Right. Yeah.
Of course.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because especially if he's a regular guy, if he's a civilian, he'd never dump you.
Why wouldn't he?
Because he's lucky to have you. He's a regular guy.
Yeah, but he's a pretty good catch too, though.
Is he?
Yeah.
What'd he do for a living?
A restaurateur.
Oh, no. I knew it. These guys. All the
but
restaurant
he comes from
guys.
An excellent family.
Restaurant he's guys get celebrities. Chefs and restaurant guys. What is
right?
that? Yeah, there's some kind of celebrity in that. I don't know what that is.
Because they can get you the reservation? There's power to that.
The number, here, what? The guys who get celebrity women are, number one, celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, leading men type get
uh-huh.
to date their beautiful starlets and all that kind of stuff. But the number two and the number one job in the civilian sector is restaurateur slash chef. Yeah.
See, but I've never dated an actor, or, you know, or celebrity.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. The guys who own the restaurant, it's a kind of a nice localized celebrity.
Hmm.
You come in there, you're impressed, the place is
yeah,
neat.
Yeah, but he
the
didn't open the restaurant until after we started going out. Isn't that different?
No. Mm. Yes, but no. It's no because it craps on my point. It's yes because you're right.
Okay.
Aaron, so it's a push, right, Drew?
No.
Aaron, you're 16.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What's up?
A few days ago, I shaved my ass.
Mm-hmm.
And it's uncomfortable when I sit down and stuff.
I see.
You shaved it with
you
a razor?
You have razor burn on your ass.
Yes.
How much hair are you
squirting out? You're so dispassionate. This poor man hurts.
It's just razor burn.
Something women have contended with for years.
Exactly.
That's right.
Try it in your crotch.
Oh.
That hurts.
That's why I broke up.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah?
It's six.
Put that on a loop, please.
It's 16. This may be bogus, by the way.
Yeah, I got that feel right
away. You don't have hair on your ass at 16.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
You're talking to a guy who has hair on his ass, who didn't have hair on his ass when he was 16.
You haven't impressed a woman in a long time with that knowledge, that information. That's good that's coming
out.
It
turns the ladies on.
It does.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
Not fair.
I'm all interested.
Kelly's, she's single. She's feeling vulnerable. I didn't want to turn around that way with the ass hair conversation.
Tell her about Santa Claus.
No.
Oh, yes.
Hey,
ooh,
Aaron?
Yes.
Yeah?
Okay, so it'll grow out. You'll be fine. Okay?
All right.
Aloe vera.
Aloe vera. Sometimes you can get a folliculitis and actually get a serious, like an infection of cellulitis even. So you might want to get some Cortade cream, something like that in the meantime.
We got a,
that
got
so
a
bad.
Question from Key, who has a question for Kelly. Key?
Yeah.
What's up? You're 19.
Yeah. First of all, Adam, Drew, you guys are
the funniest people on radio.
Thank you.
By far. Two things for Kelly, actually.
Yes.
One was, I was wondering if you remember, this is weird, because if you remember working on American Eyes.
Yes, I do. Are you somebody else that I've worked with?
Well, no, I was the director's son.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You're Korean,
yep.
Adopted
yep.
By a white family.
Yep.
Yes, and this whole thing was made about you.
Yep.
Wow. I did a CBS school break special. Your father's name was Herb?
Yep.
Herb what?
Stein.
Stein. Herb Stein.
That makes it funnier with the Korean kid.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Put
no,
the goddamn
I mean,
yarmulke on. It's Yom
Kippur. You were like 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah.
I remember you,
yeah.
and I did this CBS school break special. His dad actually wrote about Korean kids who get adopted by American families, and they don't know anything about their culture, and so they actually have these camps for Korean kids where they go and they learn about the Korean culture. Huh. They learn how to eat Korean food, and they have other friends that are Korean. You know, a lot of these kids who get adopted by these families never see other Asian
finally
kids.
Hearing some good pro conversation for these camps. You know, a lot of people thought these internment camps were wrong. I've been saying for years that this was a good idea.
That's a way of maintaining
and
a
finally
culture.
They made a special that highlights my ideas. I'd like to see this. Thank you, Key.
Yeah.
How was Korean camp?
Actually, it was fun. A lot of colors, though. They use a lot of colors. And
oh, not just Koreans.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like, I don't get it. So how do you learn about you learn about everybody's different culture?
Yeah, a little bit. But, the camp is...
You sound like you didn't really go to a camp.
I went to a camp, but it was like Korean camp, mostly just Korean.
Oh.
Hey, did you have a bar mitzvah?
Yeah, I actually did.
That's great. That's
That's
comical.
So awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, people always wonder, you're... Korean and you're
yeah.
Jewish.
Yeah, that's good time.
Oh, tell Sammy your parents I said hi, please.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break.
Everyone, people from my past.
Everyone is lucky because I can do 20 minutes on this whole we got to instill your culture into you after we bring you over here thing, which I think is nonsense. But
here we go.
Oh,
we're
wow.
out of time. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. Well, that's the show. I want to thank Kelly Hu for coming in. Always a delight.
Thank you.
Real firecracker, this gal.
I have opinions.
Yeah, if I wasn't spoken for, I'd snatch it right up, Drew.
Here's
right
my opinion.
Now,
no conversation for you. 1 hour after orgasm. I that's a take home.
Yeah.
We will take a little extended break. Kelly, you come back anytime you like.
I will. Tomorrow. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Give it 6 months. Kelly, by the way, if you just go out and see that X-Men 2 thing, she'll get her little taste of the back end.
That'd be nice. We got to give her that.
I like that back end.
So.
I beg your pardon.
Until next time. It's Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. You don't want the minora coming out past the majora.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Or you may have to study the Torah, right?
Oh,
thank you.
God.
You got a nice Jewish joke in there.
Yeah.
True love's a good Jew joke.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.